This is a special broadcast of Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's hear from another winner last night, a rarity in fact, a Democrat who'll be heading to Washington instead of leaving Washington.
Seth Moulton won last night in the 6th Congressional District, defeating Republican Richard Tesei 55-40%. Here's Tesei while conceding last night.
3 years ago, we started this campaign. We thought it was time for a new congressman. We got halfway there, just not the congressman we had hoped.
Seth Moulton is a Harvard graduate and a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. We asked him earlier today what explained his unexpectedly wide margin of victory.
My message was that we need new leadership in Washington, and I think people want someone who brings fresh ideas and an outside perspective, not necessarily a career in politics, to debate. The other part of my message was that we need to work across the aisle, that this is not about just doing what's right for the Democratic Party or what's right for the Republican Party, but about what's right for America. And I carried that message through the primary and into the general election, and that's what people want. People realize that it's the hyper-partisanship in D.C. that has divided government so bitterly that we're not getting anything done.
So that made the difference. I mean, because Democrats underperformed across the country in many, many competitive races, you sort of surprised folks and did even better than expected.
When I was on the campaign trail yesterday, what most surprised me was hearing from Republicans who said, you know, I've been a lifelong Republican. I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. You're the kind of leader we need, and so I'm voting for you. And that's what I heard. I think that's one of the things that made a big difference in this election and contributed to the margin that I achieved.
I want to ask you about the Washington that you're going to be going to, because nationally, the Democratic Party did not have a great night last night. They will be very much in the minority in the House, and it looks like they're going to stay that way for a while. Are you optimistic that you'll be able to get done what you want to get done in what is a pretty what has been a pretty toxic and gridlocked environment in Washington?
Well, I absolutely think it will be difficult. But what I'm going to try to do is focus on some key issues where I can get bipartisan support and where I have some experience and credibility. And at a federal level, that is really dealing with VA health care. I get my health care from the VA. I've been talking about it throughout the campaign, that we need to do something to reform the VA healthcare system. It's clearly a bipartisan issue, and it's a place where even as a freshman Democrat, I have some real credibility. You know, we've never had fewer veterans in Congress in our nation's history. We have even fewer actual combat veterans. So this is a place where I think I can make a mark and find some common ground with Republicans.
So beyond this key and very important issue of veterans care, you're representing voters up there on the North Shore. What are the other sort of top two or three issues that you want to take on and bring to Washington to resolve?
Well, the number one issue for the district is jobs. And there's a lot of work that can be done here, and there's a lot of potential. Up in Gloucester, the fishermen are struggling. And I think both the environmentalists and the fishermen agree that the federal regulatory system is out of date. And if we had a better, more responsive regulatory system, we could have a more sustainable fishery that everyone agrees is what we all want to achieve. Now, down in Lynn is a city just a 15-minute train ride from downtown Boston, and yet there's literally vacant land along the waterfront. So it's a city with tremendous potential, a gateway city to the North Shore. And I'm going to work hard to try to bring new jobs and innovative businesses to Lynn. And if we can turn the city of Lynn around, it'll be good for the entire district.
This is your first political race. What did you learn over these past 14, 15 months running this campaign?
Well, for me, one of the most inspiring parts of jumping into politics for the first time is that the American system of democracy, for all its troubles and failings of late, it still works. I mean, here I am, someone who doesn't come from a background of family money or politics. I'm still paying my college loans every month. And yet I decided that I wanted to make a difference. I thought that I could serve the country again in a different capacity from the military where I'd served before. And so I threw my hat in the ring. And I worked very hard. I was able to bring together an incredible team who believed from the beginning that we could do this. We could We could make it happen. We could make a difference, even in a political system where, especially in the primary, we heard people every single day tell us that we couldn't win. And I think that's important for Americans to keep in mind, that with all the cynicism around politics and all the frustrations with our government today, it's still the best system of government in the world, and we should be proud of it. We should work to strengthen it, and I hope other young people will be inspired to run for office in the future, because we need that.
Has it really sunk in that you're going to be a congressman?
I'm not sure it's really sunk in. It was a short night after celebrating a little bit with so many supporters and volunteers, and then getting up very early this morning to go down to the Salem train station at 6:30 in the morning and thank so many of the voters who would come out. But I'm eager to hit the ground running. And I'll tell you, it's also a humbling experience. You know, it's obviously very exciting and energizing to win. But I also recognize that ultimately my job is to be a public servant. And in the same way that I was a public servant in the Marines and was able to have an impact on people's lives through my work, I'm looking forward to returning to that kind of job again, where my work can help other people and help make a better future for our district and for our country.
Seth Moulton, thanks for joining us, and again, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Anthony.
And that's Congressman-elect Seth Moulton, who will be representing Massachusetts' 6th Congressional District.
And still with us here in the studio are our political analyst, Democratic consultant Susan Tracy, and Republican consultant Rob Gray. And Susan and Rob, I want to ask you a bit about the losing candidate there, Richard Tesei. You know, he's a very Massachusetts Republican, although fiscally conservative. He's socially liberal, you know, that classic mix. Gay married man, very open and proud of that, supporter of Planned Parenthood, yet still couldn't win over Massachusetts voters. Any surprise to the two of you here?
No, that race was probably over once John Tierney wasn't the Democratic nominee. Seth Moulton beating Tierney really hurt Tesei's chances, because instead of Tesei running against John Tierney, the Democratic insider, you know, we got to make some change, you're running against a war hero who beat John Tierney. Mm-hmm. And Richard Tesei is a 26-year member of the legislature. He's the insider. Wasn't a good year for that. And so it's really not that surprising.
Yeah, the race really flipped around for Tesei once Moulton won the primary. The result was really preordained, and despite the coverage and public polls that it was close and all the multi-millions of dollars spent in that race, I always thought it wasn't going to be close. And for Tesei, it's pretty interesting that he goes from losing narrowly by a point or so in Massachusetts in a presidential election year turnout 2 years ago to losing by 15 points in a more favorable to Republicans gubernatorial election year turnout. I mean, this was really a blowout, and it was because Tesei couldn't match up against John Tierney, the incumbent, the scandal-tarred incumbent. Right. That he hoped to. If he had been against Tierney, I think he probably would have won the race.
And Moulton's profile is really impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Let me ask you about two things that Seth Moulton just said a moment ago, which struck me. One, I believed his sincerity when he says he believes that the political system still works, that he's an example of that. And he also made this appeal to young people need to believe that. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. He's part of this group of young politicians who are sort of coming on the scene. Joe Kennedy, Maura Healey, Seth Moulton. Rob Gray, what do you make of this young batch of politicians that we're probably going to see more of?
Well, what I make of it is that there's bound to be a wrestling match between the three of them upcoming for the next big prize in terms of moving up to become governor, U.S. senator, whatever it might be when the next big election comes around. I do think that they represent the new standard bearers for the Democratic Party in Massachusetts. And Elizabeth Warren is new too, but older generationally. I think they're new. And I think they'll be sort of competing with each other somewhat for the spotlight and maybe for an office at some point.
Susan?
As a Democrat, I think it's great, you know, to have these three talented young people who want to get into public service, who are people that you're proud to say that you support. I think it's good. I'm excited about it. And I agree they could find themselves competing for something at one point, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Susan Arabo, a closing question for you, which is that although Martha Coakley did lose the governor's race, several female candidates won statewide ballots this year. Republican Karen Polito for lieutenant governor, Democrat Maura Healey as the new attorney general, Democrat Deb Goldberg for state treasurer, and Suzanne Bump, also a Democrat, won re-election as state auditor. I'm wondering if you feel like this could have an effect on state leadership. And I suppose another version of that question is, does gender make a difference in how people govern? Does this infusion of women into the process, is it going to change how government runs?
I never thought I would see in my lifetime a time when we have three constitutional officers in Massachusetts who are women. I just never thought I would see that come. I think that's a good thing. In terms of how they govern, I don't know that it's a difference in how they govern. But what I do think is, if you have young kids or young women who are involved in politics, I think it is really great for them to be able to look up and see the people who are in the jobs being women. I that's really exciting to me, and I think it's great.
And Rob Gray, your male perspective?
Well, I agree. I think it's great. They're great role models for girls and women upcoming who are looking to serve. And remember that we have two female House members and also, of course, Senator Warren in the U.S. Senate. So there are more now than there have ever been, and they're probably bound to be even more in the future, I would think.
Well, the political landscape shifted in a big way across the nation. It shifted here in Massachusetts as well. Susan Tracy, Democratic consultant, and Rob Gray, Republican consultant, thank you both for coming in this evening and helping us talk about it. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
This has been a special broadcast of Radio Boston. Our show is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow afternoon for more Radio Boston.